This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There are three really dangerous internet monopolies that need to be broken up for the good of society. They are, number one, Google, which dominates search engine and search advertising. Number two, Facebook, of course, which dominates social media. And number three, Amazon.com, which dominates online retailing. All three of these are dangerous monopolies, and they're all steeped in incredible evil. For example, Google is now being called the most evil corporation in the world, even more evil than Monsanto. Whereas Monsanto poisons your food and poisons your seed supply, Google poisons your brain and censors important news sources and important websites, including Natural News. They censored Natural News for 6 days, blackballed us from the entire Google search engine for some bogus made-up reason, by the way. It's kind of a warning from Google, it seems like. A message that they can shut you down for any reason, anytime, whatever they want to do. Now, Facebook is also evil, of course. Facebook, both Google and Facebook are front ends to the NSA. They have backdoors to the surveillance state. So anything you type on Google, anything that you enter into Facebook, all your friends, all these social links, it's all part of a massive surveillance state database that you are voluntarily providing by using Google. You know, everything you search for goes in a history attached to you, and it can all be used against you in a court of law, by the way. Did you know that? And the same is true for Facebook. So everything you put on Facebook is used against you by the surveillance state. Now, what's wrong with Amazon, you might say? Amazon's an online retailer. Well, Amazon's devices spy on you all the time, like Amazon Echo and Alexa. They're always spying on you. They're listening to what you say. They're recording your voice. These are devices that are in your living room, in your home, in the privacy of your own home, and they're recording what you say, and it's uploading that audio stream to Amazon servers. Now, Amazon has as one of its largest clients the CIA that also uses its servers. Do you think Amazon doesn't have a backdoor to the CIA and the NSA? If you don't believe that, then you're a lunatic. All these online giants have backdoors to the NSA and the CIA. Without exception. I mean, Edward Snowden already revealed that involving Microsoft and Yahoo and Google and, I don't know, everybody, all the big ones. And Facebook, for that matter. So look, they're all sharing what they learn about you with the surveillance state, with the spooks. So anything you say in your own home can be handed over to the NSA through Amazon.com devices that listen to what you're saying. And then at the same time, Amazon is also building a massive psychological profile based on what you read, based on what you watch through Amazon Fire or buying videos online or other Amazon-related services. You've got the Kindle product, you've got the website, you've got the subscriptions. They compile all this to build a highly intrusive psychological database that violates your privacy. And at the same time, Amazon is putting other small retailers out of business left and right. Amazon, like any big company, has no ethics. They will sell, by the way, and I've verified this in my own lab, Amazon sells heavily contaminated products that are loaded with toxic heavy metals. They don't test their products before they sell them. Did you know that? Nobody seems to know that. Walmart tests everything they sell. I know this because I'm a lab science director. And I know people who have been in the Walmart laboratory facility. It's in Arkansas. It's huge. It's like acres big. It's massive. And Walmart actually goes to great pains to test everything they sell. But Amazon doesn't. They don't give a crap what they sell. It can be loaded with poison. They're going to sell it to you. Why? Because it makes them money. Because they're really efficient at making money, even if that includes selling highly toxic poison products to their consumers. They have no ethics. And they're putting everybody out of business at the same time. So it's a monopoly. So it's an unethical, dangerous monopoly. That's Amazon.com. Oh, and the money they make goes to fund the Washington Post, which is a fake news rag that Jeff Bezos purchased using Amazon.com money. So he took all this profit from Amazon.com, selling toxic products, and funneled it into the Washington Post so they could sell toxic news. The Washington Post is one of the papers involved in the totally fake Russian conspiracy theory that claims Russians hacked the election and stole the election from Hillary Clinton. It's unreal. These people are freaking morons at the Washington Post who write about that stuff. Not all the writers are bad there, by the way. There are some areas of coverage of the paper that are actually pretty decent, but in terms of politics, it's just a liberal propaganda rag. But Amazon.com money funded it. So they took all this money from Amazon, funneled it into buying the Washington Post and lying to the public and running propaganda campaigns. And that's probably just the beginning of all this. There's more. Jeff Bezos might purchase the New York Times next, for all we know. Just have a news monopoly in addition to the online retail monopoly. So these three monopolies have got to be broken apart. As monopolies, they are a danger to society. They are a danger to competition. They harm consumers. All three of them spy on consumers. They all violate your Fourth Amendment rights. They're all engaged in malicious technology that takes things from you without your consent, such as your state of mind, your search history, your reading habits, your movie viewing habits, your purchase habits, all of these things. They're taken from you and then monetized by these corporations without your consent, without your permission. And if we don't stop these three large companies, they are going to destroy all their competition, and then they're going to control everything. And Google's the most dangerous because they have robots. Yeah, they're working on Terminator robots, basically, to be soldier robots, to carry weapons and kill people. Terminators. That's actually what Google is working on. If you didn't know that, then you're not up to speed on what Google's actually doing. And once they get their robot army, then basically they can overrun everything. They could just seize nations. They can take over. Say, Google's in charge now. There's no more democracy, no more republic, no more elections. It's all Google. Everything's Google. Instead of the White House, it'll be called the Google House. And whatever Google wants will be, you know, that's what is. So if you want to grow up in the nation of Google, we should call it Google Slam. It's like a combination of Google and Islam. Yeah, Google Slam. Then, you know, just stand back and do nothing, because that's what Google's ultimately going to end up doing on its own if we don't stop it. So we got to stop these three monopolies. Let's hope President Trump takes some action to do that. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. Thank you for listening. Find more commentary at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.